This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
From the ArmeniaProud.com studios,
Genatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture, only on lineupmedia.fm.
Genatsit, genatsit, pai luis inchpesek, my friends. Welcome to Armenia Proud. Armenia Proud, I think we're going into our, 105th or what episode? I don't know. But we've been around since last year, and everyone's loving our show, and we couldn't appreciate how much messages we get back. And I got this one message, Brian, that was really, by the way, Chris isn't here today right now. He said he's in a office meeting and he'll definitely pop up in the middle of the show. So we'll see how that goes. So anyway, I got this message from this person saying about Garo Paylan. He's that guy in Turkey right now that's part of their Congress, and he's Armenian, but he's Turk. He lives in Turkey. He's Turkish-Armenian. I mean, we still have them there. I don't know how this guy does it, but Garo, he works his butt off just to make the Turks understand and bring back some sort of justification in his way being part of the Turkish Congress or Senate or their parliament. I don't even know what they are over there. And he tells them about the Armenian genocide. And, you know, for us, we're kind of like, I don't want to say we're greedy Armenians or anything like that, but it's always about us. What could be good for us, or what do we have to have for ourselves? But this guy right here, he's jeopardizing everything. I mean, it's like I would have to compare, it's like a chicken going to a campfire of wolves and saying, hey, you know what? This is wrong. You can't be doing this. So I don't know. I wish him nothing but the best, Garo Paylan. And if you guys can, go to his site. I did. I mean, he's not endorsing. He hasn't asked me to come on or anything like that and promote his site. But I'd like for you guys to just go to Garo Paylan. That's PAYLAN, and hit a big like on his page. I think it's important, and this guy, to me, like my grandma and mom used to say, this guy, Yavrik Deraya. I mean, how could you not love this guy? He's doing everything he can for Turkish people to understand or to know that this genocide happened. Because you know what? These 30, 40-year-old people, I mean, they don't know. It's not in their history books. No one's talked about it but Armenians. And they're like, oh, okay, whatever. It's the Armenians talking. But the 50-year-old, 60, 70, these people I know had some sort of knowledge of what went down. And this guy here, Garo Paylan, is keeping everything alive. So God bless him. And I'd love to have him on our show. If there's anyone out there in Armenia Proud that listens to our show, please message me and let me know about it. You messaged me about Garo, and I knew about it, and I appreciate you guys filling me in on that. I think it's beautiful that this guy is there in Turkey. He's Armenian, and he's giving everything he's got, which, by the way, is probably his life in Turkey, to represent the Armenian people and the cause and the remembrance of the genocide. All right, now moving on to, I guess, the funner aspect of the show. We've got our guest, and this time we've got Mariam and her friend, and her, I guess you would call her the Obi-Wan Kenobi of cooking, Armenian cuisine. Her name is Herine, and she's part of a YouTube where you could watch Armenian cooking at its best, my friends. And Mariam just couldn't stop raving about her. And we're going to have both of them on at the same time, making our mouths water with Armenian food. And, you know, I just didn't want to get into one recipe or anything like that. I'd like to find out about Armenian cooking. One question with me always has been about the Armenian cooking from Armenia and Armenian cooking from the Middle East. And I don't want anything to where we got like divisions or anything like that, but I do definitely want to know the difference in the spices and the sauces. Okay, that's what I'm going to be asking her. Without further ado, we've got Mariam on the phone. Mariam, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing
Happy
great.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. We have a guest that's right up your alley this time, right?
Yes. Herine, that's her name. Mm-hmm. And she has a cooking show on YouTube, and she has a page on Facebook. A friend kind of introduced me to her page, and she told me about her YouTube channel, so I kind of checked it out, and it seems like, you know, she is doing a great job with all of her recipes. It's really, really great stuff that she has out there. So I thought, why not? Let's have her on the show, since, you know, I love cooking. You love food and cooking, so.
Yes, I do. I love
having
food.
Her on.
That's for sure.
Yes. You do.
And we have her on right now.
Yes. Hi, Herine.
Hi, Mariam Jan. Hi, Jano.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We are doing great.
We're doing great.
Mariam, Mariam's our recipe cook. She gives us great ideas on what time of the year and all that to cook what and all this. And Mariam brought your name up, and I thought this would be great. I think it would be ideal to have another cook expert on our show. And we'd love to hear from you. What's been going on? You've got a YouTube channel now.
Yes. So without Mariam, you wouldn't know what to cook and when to cook, huh?
Exactly.
No. He knows. He's a good cook, too.
Yeah,
Jana likes to cook.
Mm-hmm. No,
okay.
Go ahead.
How did your Thanksgiving turkey turn out? I was listening to one of your podcasts the other day just to get to know you and about the podcast in general. How was the turkey with all that garlic?
It didn't turn out good because the wife stopped me from putting my secret sauce. And that's my bread and butter, you might say. Once I get the secret Andrea steak sauce into everything that I put. And Mariam, you tried that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I did. And I made a duck. Yeah, I made a duck with that, with a lot of spices and garlic. And it turned out really good. We actually smoked it. We have a grill smoker. Yeah, and it turned out really, really good. So, yeah, it is. I still have it, Jana.
You haven't run out.
In case you want some.
Herine, I would love to send you some, too, of this Andrea steak sauce. It's unbelievable.
Okay, maybe one day. I don't want to inconvenience you.
Never.
When I come to St. Louis, you'll make something, and we'll taste the sauce then.
You got it.
How's
for
that
sure.
Sound?
That's a guarantee.
Okay.
So now, how did you come up with this YouTube channel, and what made you want to share this with everyone out there?
Well, I'm a normal Armenian mom, okay? We cook daily. Everything should be homemade, clean, delicious, and we're used to that kind of food, yeah? So, and I also love to come up with recipes, like to experiment with food, right? Mm-hmm. So I decided, why not sharing this all I have with anybody else who's interested? And it turned out really, really good, and I got so many surprised I would say, I don't want to say Americans, but others who were not even aware that there is such a thing as Armenian cuisine. So I decided to mostly like concentrate on sharing Armenian food with anybody else. So, and I started, and I also have Armenian YouTube channel, because now I started getting complaints from my Armenians. Why are you doing your show only in English when we don't really understand that language?
I think Jano's very familiar with that.
Yeah, they attack me all the time. The Armenians attack me all
they
the time.
Do. Yeah. Armenian attackers.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Get used to.
Yeah.
You should be prepared.
I've noticed also that if I can get the show in Armenian and in English both at the same time to where it's like translating both, I get both the best worlds there, and it's ideal. But since the show is in English, my guests always feel like they have to talk in English, and I tell them, feel free to talk Armenian if you want. I'll just respond in English. You guys, if you want, say it in Armenian. It doesn't matter to us. So, in any case, this is very good. So you're saying that you came up with this YouTube channel. Was it someone that told you, "Hey, I think this could be good. I think people will enjoy this," or did you do it on your own?
Well, first I was posting on my Instagram page. So, and I've been getting so many requests. Do you have the recipe? Do you can you show us how to do it? So I decided, why not open a channel and just answer all those questions all in one. I'll just share the recipe on my blog and then do the tutorial on YouTube, and I'll be done. And no complaints. That's it. And that's how I came up with YouTube, basically.
And I have to tell you, it's done very professionally. The lighting, the photos, it feels like almost you're watching a Food Network channel.
You're kidding.
Yeah, and I think, And I actually wonder, did you ever get any chance to write to Food Network and ask if they probably could? You're very authentic. You're very raw and organic, and you're very real.
Thank you.
I think it would be nice if we had someone like that on TV.
I know, and there is no one. Yeah, and there is no one who actually does anything like that. Like on Food Network, I mean, Armenian cuisine. No one is doing anything, as far as I know. I haven't seen anything about our cuisine. You see, all kind of other different world cuisines represented. And by the way, so many, let's say, other like chefs, Italian chefs, they were surprised how authentic and how original Armenian cuisine is. So I think if we go further and share and show to the world or to others how rich our cuisine is, we'll get more recognition, and it's going to be better for us Armenians. Like, it's not just Italian cuisine or Chinese cuisine that should be popular.
Right.
Am I right?
You're definitely right. But here's a question. Now I'm going to get a little graphic on the food, okay? We've got Armenian food from Armenia, and we've got Armenian food from the Middle East. The Armenian food from the Middle East is much more, I would say, on the reddish side. I mean, we love the red sauces with our food, and the Armenia side is more of a, well, not so saucy, okay? And do you
again,
see
you
that,
with your sauce.
Yeah, I throw my sauce in there. Yeah.
You love the sauce.
But do you know what I'm saying, though? You see it a lot more.
Yeah.
To where it's, I think the Middle East Armenians have a more presentation in the food than the Armenians from Armenia. That the food is still beautiful and tastes great, but it's not as presentable, you might say.
And saucy. I won't agree. Okay, I won't agree with that. I heard how you were, your podcast with a restaurant owner from Chicago, how you guys were bamba-selling about Armenian cuisine from Armenia. Like, we chop the tomatoes into four pieces.
You do that.
I am surprised they even chopped it for you, sliced it for you. We usually put it in whole. We just present the food all like in its original natural way. No, I'm just kidding.
I
don't know why I can't agree with you with that sauce and stuff. To me, simple food, like without too much spices, too much going on, is more appetizing and more, let's say, I'm coming from my family's preferences. If I put any herbs or onions on, let's say, tomatoes, no one will touch that tomato. I'll put everything on a side if they want to use it with their tomato. I'm just giving an example.
Right.
They're free to do so. But yeah, when I say Armenian cuisine, I mean all the, doesn't matter to me. I never separate Armenians from Middle East or Armenians from Armenia. To me, there is only one Armenian. That's it. It's one. Especially us, we're not supposed to separate among ourselves, like from here, from there.
I agree with both of you guys. Since I am Armenian, my grandparents came. Jano's familiar with this. They're from Middle East, they came to Armenia, which there was a name mm-hmm. that was basically called. You probably know about that since you're from Armenia. And I was born and raised in Armenia, in Soviet Armenia. That was Russian culture was a big part of the society till I was 11 years old. So as far as I know, proper cooking, when you set a table, I knew that presentation was very important from both sides, from my grandparents' perspective and from my mom's. I think it all depends mm-hmm. who you're exposed to, what type of families. If people come from little villages, obviously they probably are more of a simple and do things differently, or from little cities. But from Yerevan, I know that, and from big cities, people who have been exposed to European culture and Russian culture are more likely to do presentation. It's very important setting the table and everything else. Mm-hmm. And from that Middle Eastern point of view, I also know that the presentation is number one as well, because it's appealing to people when they mm-hmm. see a nice looking food, they want to eat that. As far as sauces and mm-hmm. spices, I agree with Jano. Armenians from Armenia don't have as much of sauces, mm-hmm. and because I know what my grandparents used to cook and what the natives of Armenia basically did not have the same cuisine. It was different. So being exposed to two sides of it, and even I mentioned it in my book, Cooking with My Armenian Family, it's we have two different worlds together, and I think they're both delicious equally, except they both present different worlds, the cultural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And both Armenian, right?
Yeah.
We don't want to separate and say Armenian from Middle East Armenian.
No,
I didn't mean to take it that way.
And I think my listeners know that I'm not like looking at East Coast, West Coast type of
absolutely not. You are married to an Armenian from Armenia, right, Jana?
Right, I am. And she mm-hmm. does not cook like I do, but she can cook. sometimes she cooks Armenian dishes that are like, I'll look at her and say, you know what, that's not spaghetti. She'll cook spaghetti that has no sauce on it, but all it has is butter and salt. And she goes, that's the way we eat it in Armenia. And I go, that's not spaghetti. That's just noodles. All you're doing is eating noodles there. But
another way we eat in Armenia is making like that and then having the yogurt and the garlic on the
garlic.
Side as a topping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the most
have
delicious.
You ever had that?
Why do you have to have you're asking Jano?
Yeah, she's asking me.
Yeah,
no,
Jano.
I haven't had that one. I haven't had that. So that's interesting.
But she gave
too.
You plain noodles to eat, huh?
She gave me plain noodles. Who would eat plain noodles?
Then you...
my son.
I'm sure you use your sauce.
Yeah.
Well, my children eat plain noodles. That's it. That's their favorite. Just butter and noodles. That's it.
And
sometimes with yogurt, but no garlic.
Yeah, that's...
All this discussion is making me hungry now. I wonder if Hevina has a recipe for us prepared today with the sauce.
Wow, we're going to get a
with
recipe.
The sauce.
Do you have any recipes for us?
I don't really have recipes on hand. I don't carry my recipes, but... Jano, you like chukufta, huh?
Chukufta is one of my favorites. And, that's probably Middle Eastern. That's not even Armenian, is it?
Yeah, that's not it.
Not.
Oh, you want an Armenian recipe.
No. I'll take whatever because I really like finding out about new things. But the one thing I will not eat is when you guys cook the coffee and throw that in the soup. Forget about it. There's
Gosh.
Yeah. My children can't stand that smell. And they're like, who can eat something that has feet in it?
I love your children.
Oh, I make it only once. Oh, no, they're the most kickiest.
No, that's not being picky. That's a foot. That's a cow foot.
We
don't eat cow feet.
But it's delicious.
Okay.
Have you tried it? No. Have you tried it? No.
No, exactly. What I do is...
Try and then say... Mm-hmm.
I know, but what I do is I get a warning from the Armenian families. They tell me that it's this hutch that they're serving, and then I stay home. That's how we do that, all right?
And they
eat it in the mornings. So they make
it's an acquired taste. It's an acquired taste.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so very authentic.
Mariam, do you like hush?
You know, I didn't start liking it until later, but I still don't eat the feet. I still eat. I mean, I just drink the broth with some lemon and you know garlic and salt I mean it's with lavash, but I'm not crazy about it. It's just you know something that we have once a year.
Yeah.
During really cold weather with vodka and stuff. So it's just, you know, an authentic something that, yeah.
It's once a year thing, and we haven't done it for last year. Anyways, yeah, for the recipe, I don't know. I don't carry recipes.
I saw that recipe with the drumsticks. The drumsticks you made with the pomegranate, and that really looks delicious.
Really delicious.
And Jana, you will love this one. It has pomegranate molasses, I believe, or it has a lot of pomegranate in there, and the sauce is with onions and garlic and ginger. It's really, really good. Do you want to share that?
I actually added the garlic and ginger. Yeah, you simply saute a good amount. Okay, let's start from the beginning. You fry the drumsticks or any part of chicken, and preferably something full fat chicken, you know, and the skin on, so you have the better taste. Mm-hmm. You just fry it with a little bit of olive oil on both sides, and then set aside. And in that same skillet, you fry a good amount of onions, slice the onions semicircle, and saute until they're slightly like translucent. Yeah, and then put back those chicken pieces. On top of that, those onions, add some pomegranate wine, about half a cup or so. And oh, I forgot to mention, you guys need to salt and pepper the chicken when it's frying.
Right.
Okay, and you also add some shredded garlic, ginger root. What else? Yeah, I think that's basically it. So you drizzle with some pomegranate wine and simmer, cover the lid, simmer about 35 or as long as you see the chicken is cooked through, it should be tender, like falling off the bone. And that's ready. Just go ahead and enjoy it. But no sauce, Jano.
No sauce. I got you.
Okay. No other
sauces with the wine and the onions. It kind of looks like a sauce when you top
so
it off.
Yeah, so delicious. You,
okay,
and you eat it with fresh white bread. So many calories.
You see, here's the difference between me and you on this one, Herdine. I would make potatoes and slice them into round potatoes and put that on the bottom of the skillet and then put the made chicken on top of that and then serve it like that then. That's that little creativity. You got to throw a little bit more. You throw in that potato in there, boom, you got yourself a potato and chicken now instead of bread and chicken.
Yeah, I think with this one that she's describing.
No,
I was just saying that this particular dish she's describing has a sauce and the meat and the potatoes.
No,
it sounds
delicious.
Right? You can add anything with it, or you can even add some rice, couscous, whatever you want. But as an authentic Armenian dish, it was made this way. I only added ginger root and garlic just to give it more flavor. And they didn't even use the wine. I added the wine as well. So
I did add
a few things, but I didn't go too far, like not too... change the dish, you know what I mean? I wanted to save the originality, the authentic, That's why I didn't
looking
go
at the
too
photo.
Far.
I'm looking at the photo right now, and it looks really, really good.
Well,
and actually, send one to Jano.
We're
going
to have to put this on our site then. This is going to be good. So now you got this site, you got this YouTube site, you've heard other people like the Odars now intrigued by your cooking. Is there anything else that are we going anywhere with this show? Is there anything else that's on the horizon? Has anyone else talked to you about all the hits that you're getting on the YouTube and they're interested in maybe having you do some other shows?
I wish. Yeah, I'm waiting. Actually, I just had the TV shoot with Voice of America. I don't know if you're familiar. Voice of America.
I've heard
TV
of it for sure. Yes.
In Russian. Yeah, we had. I made some Armenian gata, just something from Armenian cuisine. They asked me, so they came over to film. To film something, a program, short program for their website or TV show. Anyways, I've had that, and then I've got a letter from a cooking show on Food Network. Just and I filled out and mailed in. Still waiting on the response. What else?
You know another thing. You know one more thing for you is get your own Armenian podcast. Armenian food, Armenian recipe, and you know what? Your partner there is talking to you on the other end here. I think you guys would make a great team and come up with some great stuff on a podcast show.
Yeah.
It'd be ideal.
I'm open to anything. I talk too much if it's in Armenian. I don't know if you watched my Armenian channel. I do this Sarchumenk.
I've seen that.
Have you seen? Okay, and I talk about everything and everyone. I may talk too much, but
never.
I like doing that. I really enjoy talking in Armenian, especially because my vocabulary is rich in Armenian. English is not my strongest.
You can talk
so
Armenian. I told you that. You can talk Armenian.
No, no,
I didn't call Sinti.
Mariam,
you heard Mariam. She's got a cooking book that my sister picked up before I even started the show, and she told me yeah, I have this book. And I go, that's incredible. You didn't get it for my show. She goes, no, I had this book, and it's great little book that talks about recipes in Armenian. Armenian book.
I have to have that book, Mariam.
I will send it to you. Just send me your address.
I will. And I'm working on a book as well. I started. I barely got a few things done. I am so, so busy these days. But I already set my mind. This year, I'm going to finish that book. So hopefully next year, I'll also have my first cookbook, mostly Armenian recipes, of course, and my original recipes. So we'll see what happens.
And Harina,
that sounds great. We'll see.
If you ever want any of Jono's recipes, we'll throw that in your book, too.
Mm-hmm. Of course. I'll have a section of Jono's recipes with the sauce, featuring his famous sauce.
Well, we're very, very, very happy to have you on our show. I know that Mariam was really excited to have you on our show, too. So God bless.
Thank
Keep
you,
on doing what you're doing. And, again, it's not about Armenia from Armenia or Armenia from the Middle East. And I didn't mean to take it like that. It's more or less I just seen
I
the differences
no,
in the
saying.
Food. That's
mm-hmm.
all. And
that's fine. But, you know, I want to say one thing. I just got so many. I got a lot of pressure from Armenians, not from Armenia. They're like, is our Hayastan team that came and sovoret me how to cook our dishes?
Oh, that's
and it's not about how. Yeah, I don't like that. So it's like a little bit painful side that I don't really appreciate among us talking like that. That's why I just brought it. But yeah, I understand what you're saying. You're on more of the red sauce stuff, okay? Side.
Hey, I got one question though before we end this. Do you mm-hmm. like to make the main dish or the desserts more in Armenian?
I don't really care. I like making dishes. I like cooking in general. I don't eat desserts. I make desserts. But I'm more of a, I like improvising mostly on normal food, not on desserts.
Okay. You know? All right. And your meats, do you like the fish or do you like the Armenian tradition of the lambs and the beefs, or do you like the fish more?
I'll go with fish. I know Armenian cuisine is full of lamb dishes, and to me it's a little bit on a heavy side, even though it's a light meat, considered healthier than other. But I'll stick with fish, yeah.
Yeah, bravo. You know what? Our producer right now, he's got your screen on my big page here in front of me, and it's amazing. The stuff that you have cooked, this is outstanding. This is, I mean, honestly, this is like first class stuff here.
Okay, when you come to California, I'll be more than happy to have you and your wife over for a good Armenian dinner. So
all right. There you go. It's a deal. It's a
and
deal.
And you too, Mariamjan. You're here anytime, right?
Yes, I'm in LA. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for being on our show. And if anything pops up with you guys doing some sort of a podcast, please let me know, and we'll get you guys on Lineup Media, and we'd love to have you guys part of this network. I think this would be fabulous to have because we do not have an Armenian podcast show that's all about cooking. And there's so many times when we're not we don't watch TV or anything like that. But we do have a radio, and we're driving, and we'd love to have some sort of a idea of what we can cook, and a podcast show would be great for something like
this. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's right. My son is always on podcast with his earphones, and I ask him, what are you listening to? I know it's not music. And he's like, it's podcast. I'm like, what's a podcast? And the two people talk on the phone, and I listen. I'm like, how can you listen to two people talking on the phone? But now I see
now you
what
know.
I'm doing.
Now you know.
Yeah.
No, it's fun when the host is entertaining and has a really good voice like John or you do. It's nice to listen. Why not?
Yeah, and you know the thing that's so good about what we do, and you'll agree with it, is we're trying to make our Armenian culture stand out. It's not just about all the negativities that have happened
important.
In the past, but we're all this show is about is introducing everything that's happening good around us as well. And I want people to get that. I want people to understand that a lot of good stuff's happening with the Armenian people as well. And you know, I see your family right there in the picture, and you guys. Or have, I mean, it's just a fun atmosphere. And with that, that's what we want to capture on our show as well.
Yeah.
And it's always good to talk about the differences. And and it's always good to learn from each other too.
For sure.
Of course, that's the most important. Yeah, learning from each other. I know. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for being on there. Thank you for being on. And we appreciate it.
It was fun.
We appreciate it so
much.
So,
thank you too, Mariam Jan.
And
you're welcome.
Again, we'll stay in touch, and we'll see if we can get something going down the future. Take care.
You too. Thank
you.
Bye-bye now.
Well, that was interesting, Brian. That was really something else. Hey, Chris.
Hey,
Chris.
How we doing?
And you just missed an interview, bro.
I know.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
I'm anxious to hear about it.
It was about Armenian cooking. I know you always your mouth is always watering.
That's always my favorite part of the show.
Well, you missed it actually. And I was just saying that it's great to have Armenian cooks like this, and maybe down the line they could have their own podcast show.
Absolutely.
I think
I'd be their first listener.
Realistically, how many podcast shows are out there cooking, and especially ethnic cooking?
Ethnic, yeah. That would, so be, it, would be ideal. Ideal.
I brought it up to the gals, and I think it would be outstanding.
Agreed.
In any case, we'll have the show out. It's going to be exciting for you guys to listen to. And, Chris, I'm sorry, man, but I think I got to close this one up.
Shut me out.
Shutting you down already. But in any case, it was great having all our people out there listening to the show. Don't forget, we got lineupmedia.fm. We've got Armenian shows that are coming forward.
Absolutely,
we've got
yeah.
Ani's show
on
that's...
On the near horizon, yeah.
Yeah, what's that called? Ani's Vibes?
Ani Vibes,
yeah.
Yep.
That's beautiful. And we've got a show out in L.A. right now called Armenian Nights.
Yep, Armenian Nights Radio. It's a great show.
It's beautiful. So check that out, my friends. And from Jono, Chris just walked in. You can't beat that, can
nice
you,
to
folks?
Be here.
You just walk in 2 minutes, the show's over, and then you walk back out. Brian, thank you so much for doing the show again. And from Armenia Proud, Genatzit Kisher Party. We'll see you next week.
Tune in next week for another episode of A Toast to Armenia with Jono Kabinjian. Find the show online at armeniaproud.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation at facebook.com/armeniaproud or Twitter at armeniaproud. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.